Some thoughts from the Prez coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. 2016 was truly an eventful year for the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. Not only did Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, replace longtime CEO Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, ARRL President K. Craigie, N3KN, was replaced by Rick Roderick, K5UR. Just who is he, and where does he hail from? President Roderick spoke at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention.
My name is Rick Roderick. I'm K5UR. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I've been a ham for going on 49 years. Loved every dadgum day I've been a ham. Still enjoy it. Don't know what I'd do without amateur radio. I started out in the field organization just like a lot of you people. I see a lot of these badges out there in the crowd. From the very first year I became a ham, I was in some form a volunteer for the American Radio Relay League in some capacity, and I have been ever since. And I hope that those of you in this crowd who don't have a volunteer assignment yet, maybe you'll talk to your section manager and see what's available for you out there in the field organization so that you can help us out. I'm an active amateur on 160 meters all the way through 1296. As many of you know, I like to contest, I like to DX, and I like to beat the East Coast and every pileup I can get in with you guys. I don't like six as much either. I'm just kidding. But I do want to say a big thank you, like the others have, to all of you who are volunteers out there for the ARRL. You form a very important part of our organization. And those of you who have heard me talk before know that, you know, I often say, hey, the league's not me. It's not some of these other folks up here. It's everybody in this crowd. You know, we're all leaders in some capacity, even if we're just merely going to a club to show support. One of the most important things that I want to get across to y'all is what we're looking at for the future. And this is where Tom comes in a big way, being a visionary that I think he is. And this is where I'm going to continue the challenge that Greg laid out and the others and Brian and Dale about and Jay about things we want you to do. But you need to understand where we're going to be going from for the future. I want to challenge you to look at some of the things that we are going to be working on in our strategic plan. Those of you who've been around the league a long time know we've gone through several different cycles of a strategic plan. We've got a new one that's a 5-year plan that I believe is one of the better and pointed type plans. Now, we've got to put some accountability measures to things. That may be a little lacking in it. But nonetheless, in terms of things that we want to get accomplished, you need to know about this because this is what we're going to be working on, and this is what we're going to be going out in the field to people like you asking for your assistance on. Because, again, the league is you people. And if we all work together, then I think we can accomplish these things. The ARRL's vision statement is one that I want y'all to remember. It says this: we're going to support the awareness and growth of amateur radio worldwide. And everybody pick up on a word I just said, worldwide. We're not talking about the United States. In fact, Jay Bellows, our international vice president, often speaks of this, and I do too, and that is we've got 16 divisions. I said that then in the section manager's meeting, and somebody said, 16? I said, yeah, 16. No, you got 15. No, we got 16. We got 15 directors, but we got 16 divisions. The 16th division is our international community. And as big as the ARRL is, the most influential radio society on the face of this earth, we ought to be able to do something more internationally to help the amateur radio community. We're going to advocate for meaningful access to radio spectrum. We're going to strive for every member to get involved, get active, and get on the air. We're going to encourage radio experimentation. Everyone may have heard of Joe Taylor. And through its amateurs and members, advance radio technology and education. And we're going to organize and train volunteers, such as you and folks back home, to serve their communities by providing public service and emergency communications, one of the best things we do. As far as our strategic goals, there are 6 of them, and I want you to know what they are. Number 1. Grow amateur radio worldwide. Again, not just in the United States, worldwide. Number 2, increase the vitality of amateur radio. Number 3, keep amateur radio accessible to all. Number 4, advance amateur radio science and technology. Number 5, organize and train volunteers to serve their communities by providing public service and emergency communications. And number six, practice good governance and organizational management. We want it to be world class. Now, you should check on these things periodically on our AWRL website. It's up to you to help us accomplish these kinds of things, and we'll give you periodic information on how we're doing on all of these things we're striving to do. My expectation is that the AWRL is always going to try to win in anything we do. And my expectation, and I know Tom's expectation, and the officers up here, and the directors out there in the audience, is that the AWRL is going to implement things and do things in the future and take us to levels that we've never seen before. That's our expectation. We can't do that alone. That's my vision of the future for amateur radio and the AWRL. I know Tom shares these visions as well. Now, usually when I speak and have for years, I give people four challenges. And I'm going to keep doing this and keep pounding on this until I see more and more improvement. These things that I want to challenge you to do over the next 365 days is not hard to do. And fortunately, and I'm happy to say, I've had a number of people come out here in the expo and say they're working on these things. And I think if we all do these things and then get the people that we affect to do the same kinds of things over and over, well, you know, that can compound and it can make a difference. You've probably got 100 people in here, I don't know, 125. If everybody did that and then got another 125 to do that and another, it's going to compound and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
You're listening to a short talk by the 16th ARRL President, Rick Roderick, K5UR, given at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention. We'll conclude his short presentation in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, celebrating its 27th year on therainreport.com, at the RAIN Report on Twitter, and via iTunes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
So this is what I want you to do to help us out. Number one, I want you to go to a club meeting sometime in the next year. Just go back and get in a club. I've heard so many people tell us out there in the expo area that my club's been obliterated, you know, we don't get together anymore, or there's only a few of us left. Well, do something about it. You know, go to a club or go find somebody that hasn't been going, go pick them up and take them to the club meeting. We all do that. It's not that hard to do. I got a call from a 92-year-old man 2 weeks ago, and he had heard me speak somewhere along some of these kinds of things. He said, "You need to know this, Rick, because I'm so excited." I could tell he was excited in his voice. He's in assisted living. He doesn't have an antenna. He hadn't been to a radio club meeting in a long time. He's an old timer, like say 92 years old. And he said, "I want you to know I got a phone call from some of the locals who he had lost contact with. They'd kind of forgotten him, I guess." We probably all know somebody like that, maybe one of your old Elmers. And he said, "They called me up and they said, we're coming by to pick you up and we're going to take you to the club meeting." And he hadn't been to a club meeting in a long time because he can't really get out. And he was so excited because they were going to come pick him up and take him to the club meeting. And they got to see all of his old friends and they were glad to see him too. But they also went a little bit further. That group went and talked to the building management who heretofore had said you can't have an antenna up. And they worked with building management and they worked out an agreement where they're going to let him put an antenna up. And that 92-year-old man's going to get back on the air. With regard to clubs, that's why I'm such an advocate of clubs, because where I was born and raised is a little itty-bitty town. We didn't have a lot of amateur radio operators, so I know what a club can do. But here's another thing I just thought of that I would challenge you with your clubs, because my club is this way, and that is require your club members to be ARRL members. My old DX club from 49 years ago put that in place. We were the second club in America to have that rule. And I mean, that's a rule. If you want to belong to the Arkansas DX Association, you've got to be a member of the American Radio Relay League, period. But I dare you to put that back in place in your club. That'll get some members going. The second thing I want you to do is help somebody out. It may be a young ham in mentoring, Elmering. It may be an old timer like that one I just mentioned. Just help another ham. Help the person sitting next to you. Help the person back home. Do something good and pay it forward, just like somebody did for you at some time in the past. The third thing I want you to do is recruit somebody new into ham radio. Just one person. We all know one person, just like we were talking about before. Everybody knows a young person somewhere. Go get somebody into ham radio. Just, you got 365 days to do it. We ought to all love the hobby enough to commit to be able to do that. And then you tell them, you go do what I did. And you go find a buddy and get him into ham radio. And let's build these numbers back up. And the last thing I want you to do is I want you to walk out this door and find somebody that's not a member of the American Radio Relay League, and you take them over there to the expo area and sign them up. If any of you people in here are not a member of the ARRL, you come see me afterwards and let me have a crack at you and tell you why you ought to be a member. So here's the deal. After that little challenge I just gave you, I'm going to do my part. I'm not going to let you down. I'm asking you to do your part in this. Now, will y'all help me do that? That wasn't loud enough. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you very much. Dale?
The thoughts of Rick Roderick, K5UR, who was elected the 16th president of the ARRL in January 2016. He spoke at the 2016 Dayton Hamvention. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for you ARRL members and non-members alike, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com on the World Wide Web, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and via iTunes. Keep on hamming.